1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Fucking war driving, Mr. White, here with
Mouse Factor,
operating the automobile. I'm riding passenger, riding shotgun. Shotgun motherfucker. So, got the pseudo audio set up. The problem is Mouse Factor's talking right now, but you can't hear him.
Yeah, this is gay. It's really gay.
Yeah, there we go. So we're all jazzed up in the car here. Fucking cranked up. I got my laptop on my lap, running Audacity. Got a mobile USB device recording off of a Shure SM57 microphone. No preamp, so it's kind of quiet. I'm going to have to jack it up afterwards. Got a laptop running XP, just because you got to use that mobile pre-device. Probably would be using Backtrack. Since I've been playing with that lately, if I didn't need XP for the audio device. So because we're on XP, we're on running Net Stumbler. Already within inside of 2 miles, I got 41 access points. I'm also running Ethereal and capturing all packets coming in and out of the device. It's a USB wireless G device that's on a 6-foot USB extension that's duct taped together and hanging out the window of the automobile.
Yeah, you know, this is 2/3 of the FBIL crew out owning noobs, basically, because we know that that's what you guys want to hear. So, owning noobs with the fucking hackneyed 6-foot long USB cable, the Wi-Fi adapter, you know.
Yeah, I ordered the Proxim and Orinoco recently to find out that it wasn't actually the real gold one where you could plug in the extension antenna and shit. That really sucks. I kind of got fucksored on that deal. Not to mention I can't get it to work under fucking Windows, under Linux, under anything. Not even fucking Ubuntu, Dapper Drake or whatever the fuck it is, beta release or 6. So, yeah, so we got this going on, recording audio. It's the first time I think we've recorded audio, like, really out of the studio. I mean, right now we're doing 45 miles an hour down what is commonly known as a route here in the United States. Possibly might get on some interstate ROADs.
Yeah, we're definitely going to get on some interstate ROADs, as you put it.
So we're out, it's 10 p.m., at night, our time. It's completely dark. I'm dressed in a dark blue hooded sweatshirt and some green cargo pants. I also got various knives, some new gloves I got for Navy SEAL gloves from Black Hawk. I bought for $15, pretty fucking elite. You know, I'm decked out. I'm ready to go dumpster diving, a little B&E, whatever's necessary.
Right. I've got on a jacket, a New York Yankees hat. Got on some athletic pants. Got my wallet.
Yeah, New York Yankees hat, driving glasses, which is key. Pretty much you look like your regular, everyday person. So when you're doing lookout, you just blend right in.
Yeah, that was the idea.
Yeah, that is the idea. So, yeah, I mean, we're out seeing what we can get tonight. We're up to 56 access points. Now, we've only been driving, we're driving, what, once, maybe twice before?
Yeah, once or twice before when, like, board driving. And the first time was probably, you know, pretty fun, just going around our town where we live at and finding, what, like 300?
Yeah, something like that, close.
Unsecure access points, like, in, like, half-mile radius, the FBIL studio. It was eye-opener, really.
Yeah, it was the first time we did that. I was pretty excited. I mean, war driving's cool. We've never, like, you know, committed a B&E on a network, you know, because that's illegal and stuff like that, so...
We're not lead.
Yeah, we're a bunch of pussies. Not as much as Big City, though, who isn't here tonight, because he's probably getting banged by his girlfriend. That's why I said banged by his girlfriend, not the other way around like it should be.
Yeah, he was supposed to be the wheel man, really. He was supposed to be driving a van around.
Yeah, we need to get one of those, like, serial killer vans to go, like, rolling around in. You know what I mean? Like,
delivery truck van.
Yeah. Fucking perv style. War driving. So, yeah, I mean, you know, trying to take it to the next level. I mean, on the last show, we were talking about, you know, a little urban exploration and stuff like that. I mean, I'm definitely ready to get into that type of shit. And so, above and beyond war driving, I mean, we're just out and about tonight, you know, recording audio, not just here picking up access points, picking up what we think is interesting, pursuing any interesting access points further. Right now, we just passed by a Walmart where, let me see, picked up a couple of access points that possibly could have been coming from the Walmart. Possibly.
Right, we're passing by shopping areas, obviously a commercial area, the... You know, not going through too much residential stuff right now. I got lots of restaurants and stores around, small business stores, bunch of gas stations, and how much stuff have we been picking up?
Oddly enough, we've got a lot of SSIDs that say orange followed by a number. I'm not sure what that is. The vendor's coming up as fake. We got a Panera Bread. We got their Proxim access point. A couple of two wires, which are home networks from some provider like Comcast or something. That company bundles their shit and sells it outright. We've got a Netgear that's wide open. But yeah, all the orange ones are also locked.
Got a fucking white truck from Jersey, like, driving all slow next to us. Fucking asshole.
What's up, Jersey? Fucking asshole of the country. Oh, Apple. We got an Apple one. That's the first Apple one I've ever seen. That's pretty nifty. It's unencrypted, too. So, hey, Mark has got a network. Hi, Mark.
What's up, Mark? Owned by FBIL.
What's up, G? We got G-Man. HP setup, 101, all these things. Yeah, so this is, I mean, it. Well, that's interesting. Dollar Tree? I think that was from a dollar store. We picked up a T-Mobile. Cisco, the vendor on that. Yeah, there's some good shit here. the first step really is reconnaissance, you know. I mean, driving past, as long as you get one hit of that access point, you're going to pick it up and log it and be able to go back. You know, just kind of pay attention to where you are and what's going on, and you can see what access points might be interesting, you know, vendor and stuff like that.
Yeah, the first time we went out, Mr. White had the idea of trying to map this information up Google Maps style, and, you know, putting that shit out there, just trying to see what was open, wasn't open, where it was what. And then after a night was done, Mr. White and I concluded that we would just need one big fucking red dot over the local area.
Yeah, the whole thing is just fucking, I mean, wide open. I mean, you know, you get into residential neighborhoods and stuff like that. The only people that in residential neighborhoods that were actually locked down are people that had these two-wire shiznits going on. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's an interesting one. I mean, the thing that, again, we're using this USB adapter that's just hanging out the window, you know, ghetto style here, duct taped up. Probably got about $28 between the two into the thing. I mean, real cheap deal from Newegg.com. And then the USB extension cable was probably almost as much as the fucking adapter, since those things are so expensive. Pop Frank office. Belkin 54G. All wide open. So, yeah, I mean, really nothing to war driving to people that, you know, aren't familiar with it, never done it before. It's exciting. The idea is to pursue, you know, specific locations if you're so inclined. Again, we've never done that. There's a porn star. Unfortunately, they don't have a wireless network. Maybe snarf some free porn if they had.
Yeah, that would have been right up my alley.
Most definitely. So, so again, we're on a cheap setup, and being that we're on a Windows machine, we're using Network Stumbler, which is nowhere near as good as Kismet, you know, in a Linux setup, really picks up a lot more. With Kismet and, like, a good, you know, Orinoco setup with an external antenna mounted on the roof, you know, maybe like a 15-decibel deal or something like that, could really pick up some shit. Oh, dude, fucking kids alleying fucking gas pumps. Dude.
They're gonna eat all us.
No shit. We should go in there and talk to them. Say what's up, F-Bill style.
I have knives.
I got knives, dude.
Yeah, I don't.
I got two knives.
Dude.
The funny, we're having a conversation, but I think only one side of it's getting picked up by the mic.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
probably about it. Mal's Factor is just saying that skateboarders might have knives, and I was pointing out the fight that I have knives, and he didn't have a knife, so I said that I have two knives and could easily, you know. Yeah, so that was just a paraphrase of the deal.
Why don't you let him know why you're not going to be hearing me too much on this audio.
We attempted to get Malice Factor with a USB headphone deal. Didn't quite work out. The audio device that records the mics here and stuff is really just takes over the system. So, what's that? Discount Tech. Let's switch back here. Nope, they don't have anything. Again, just tons of two wires. Links is wide open. Not too much good. Let me see here. I don't know if we should say that destination on the air. I mean, that gives out our locale, more or less.
Yeah.
The fact we're in driving range of that. Oh, Birdie's Nest. Oh, hey, USMC.
Was there a Marine Corps recruiting office back there somewhere?
I didn't notice it.
So. You mean the stoplights? Because that would suck if the fucking laptop in my head went into the dash. Did all the shit in the backdrop?
No.
We good.
We're good.
good.
We are good. Yeah, so we got home wireless here. We got all kinds of stuff. Again, still sniffing all these packets. Not really picking up too much. I mean, we're not sitting around to pick up that much. Just getting an idea here. So, I wonder how this audio is going to turn out. I wonder if people are going to be entertained listening to this craziness. No, I mean,
probably they're not going to be entertained.
You don't think they're going to listen?
I didn't say that. I just don't think they're going to be entertained.
Like most of our, they listen, but they're not entertained. I don't know. I mean, recording audio at like 50 miles an hour is kind of cool. You know what I mean? We also got a monster power inverter that's plugged into the cigarette lighter that's giving us juice for all this stuff. I forgot to mention that before.
Yeah, the juice is definitely what was preventing us from taping audio before. Now we can, like, pretty much do shit in perpetually, you know, because now we have power.
Yeah, power is awesome. That power inverter is like a monster brand. I picked it up on sale for, like, maybe $25. From MCM, who's got a whole bunch of shit, and their address is mcmm1.com, I believe. I mean, the cool part about all this is we're just going to be like, haha, Big City, we recorded stuff and you weren't there. How does it feel?
Big City's going to be all mad when he finds out we did stuff about him, you know. That's what I'm calling anyway. Maybe he'll be cool about it. Maybe, and I would applaud him if he was big, because I know I personally would be all mad if you and Big City, like, taped the show. Not that this is a show or anything. I would be really pissed.
Well, it's not really a show, so you really can't get pissed about it. But, I don't think he'll be mad. I mean, potentially disappointed. Like, if you guys went out and did something, I wouldn't be mad, but I would be disappointed I missed it, you know? I mean, anything revolving around, you know, F-Pill is just good times, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's what I was trying to articulate.
Well, there we go. So, right now, we've got a total of a little bit over 200 access points recorded so far. You guys might actually be hearing the dings on the recording here. I don't know. We'll find out on the playback. Right now, we're kind of out in the sticks. I haven't picked up shit in a while.
Yeah, we were in the sticks. We're now pulling into a town, so we might get some stuff. Although, knowing this town, we probably not, because kind of like redneckish. Pretty fucking noobs out here, really. You know, if you ask me.
Yeah, we might not get anything. SSID of kick butt. And that's just funny. We've only been going for like maybe 17 minutes now. That's actually recorded time, 17 minutes. Oh, we got one new one. That's the first one in like 3 miles, I think.
That'll be
time for a tasty beverage. We also definitely got hopped up on caffeine pills and energy drinks and stuff like that, just in case I got to run from the popos. And, oh, man, we forgot the two-way radios. Totally had the two-way radios, too. Totally forgot those bitches.
Yeah, we totally did. We were so, you know, amped up about the gloves that we forgot about the two-ways.
Yeah, the Motorola Talkabouts. I got those on sale, too, online somewhere. Good shit to have. I mean, It's all fun stuff, you know. So we got a couple more, nothing big here. You know, a bunch of Linksys, SSIDs, Linksys. I didn't even bother like loading in any web cracking tools, because frankly, I mean, there's so many access points that aren't encrypted. Unless there's a specific location, a specific network that you want to crack, there's really no need to go through the effort. There, I might at some point attempt to crack a location by putting down a Dropbox nearby to record packets and then going back and picking it up just to do it.
No other reason. Just to fucking do it.
Well, I mean, that's why we do this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the point's not to get arrested. The point's not to damage any property. It's just, it's really for the fun of it. And when you get cranked up like this, I mean, like I said, you know, recording audio at 50 miles an hour is pretty sweet. Having a laptop, I got cables fucking running all over me. I'm strapped in this motherfucker. It's fun and just seeing what's out there. It also gives you a chance to, you kind of look at things different. I mean, everything turns into potential targets and stuff like that, and you kind of just think about things differently, and it's cool to look at the world at that aspect, you know. The same places you may drive past on a normal basis on your way home. Now, I mean, you could be fucking totally owning them, dumpster diving, you know what I mean? You get a phone and a couple of alligator clips and a Leatherman, and you know, start calling China. I mean, there's all sorts of, you know, cool stuff you could be doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what Mr. White just said.
Right on. So, hey, there's a junkyard. Junkyard's pretty sweet. You ever been in a junkyard?
No, dude, junkyard, they're kind of creepy, man. They creep me out.
That particular junkyard we just passed is a funny story. It's rather large because, like we said, we're out in the sticks here at this point. We're kind of making a big loop, so we're going from one city area to another, but we're in the sticks. So, that, I mean, those fuckers over there in that junkyard probably got close to 100 acres. And it's up and down hilly area, so they got these cars that are just piled up and dirt paths going in between, and they got a couple of old fucking pickup trucks that are jacked up that they go running through there like a bunch of fucking hillbillies on crack. I mean, it's fucking crazy. So I needed a caliper once for my car, which for those of you who don't know, the caliper is what holds the brake pads and contains the pistons that put pressure on the brake pads onto a disc brake. So if you got some, you know, you got some nice rims on your ride there, and you're got front wheel disc brakes, or you know, for the fancy folk, four wheel disc brakes. But that big hunk of metal that's on the disc brake that you look at and know that's the brake, that's what's actually called a caliper, and the disc brake pads go inside that. So I needed one of those because it was an older car, and the one I had, it was froze up. So the guy said that they got one, so I go over there, and the guy's like, get in the fucking truck. So I'm like, all right. We do about 90 through these piles of cars, like up and down. We got fucking airborne. I swear that we got fucking airborne. You know what I mean? Like, we're landing, I mean, down so hard, I thought my fucking neck was crunching just from the weight of it. You know what I mean? Fucking crazy.
Damn. I'm gonna have to... We're definitely in the fucking sticks. We're gonna have to veer off the beaten path in a moment.
Yeah, so, do you know where you're going? So... Yeah, this is crazy fucks over there, and they got one of those giant claw things that they used to, like, pick up cars, you know, like monster truck fucking rally claw style, and just fucking crush them and drive them around and drop them and stack them and all kinds of fucking craziness. It's pretty awesome. So we're actually getting on a highway now. And along that route, we had picked up a couple more access points. We're up to 274. I doubt, this is a pretty remote stretch of highway, I doubt we're going to be picking up anything. You know, except for a couple of assholes driving on the fucking highway. But, see, we're going on to the major city, so, I guess right now I'm gonna stop recording until we got, something to, pick up again. Alright. Back down to a residential slash metropolitan area. We are now going to the center of a local town here in an attempt to pick up some things. Currently, we are at 318 access points picked up on the ride. We went down a remote route and got on an interstate highway, which we're on for a while. Now, while we're on the interstate highway, the interesting part is over the course of, what would you say, miles factor, like 3 miles?
Yeah, about three, four mile stretch there. We had, we picked up some access points, some Cisco traffic, right?
Yeah, it was a single access point that SSID is flying I, with I spelled with just a letter, and the vendor's coming up as Cisco. Now, that particular stretch of highway was recently redone. So all the road, all the light poles, everything was recently redone. Now, we know that this state actually has a lot of traffic cameras. So that potentially could be brand new wireless traffic cameras.
Yeah, I think that that's a good bet, actually. I mean, if you do the math, traffic cams being what they like to do in this state, you know, that's... God damn it. That's what it is.
Yeah, the... I mean, it could be some sort of ad hoc GGP. I wonder what that is. Could be some kind of ad hoc... take a right. We'll go down and back and swoop around here. Apparently Quiznos has a wireless network. All right, FCC03. What was that bank on the corner? FFC03. Yeah, take a loop this way. If you go down here, and then we're going to take a left, and you take a right, and then eventually take a right and get back out to that main road, loop back around. And perhaps if we pull back onto that street again, where we turned off, if we can actually, like, pull right over right there, maybe chill for a minute. Watch out for cops, though. There's a lot of cops in the area. Homeboy smoking a cigarette outside the bar. So, the, what was I saying? Yeah, I mean, it could potentially be like an ad hoc network set up of traffic cams going over to a box. I mean, there's a lot of boxes on the concrete barriers and such, so, I mean, there's a potential for a lot. I mean, this, you know, day and age of high-tech gear, you know what I mean?
Yeah, look at the flying eye.
I mean, Flying Eye would be a good name for the camera in the sky. There is, yeah, you're going to take it right here. There is a lot of, there are a lot of cameras in this state. It would be cool if we could actually, you know, pick up one of those cameras and just take a look at what it's putting out. We lost GGPFC03. Oh, damn. Yeah, mint. This is a mint spot. Okay. We're pulling over right in a town center. We actually lost that FF. Let's see, we picked up FFC. This is a 02. This is a 03. Okay. Couple without SSIDs. Pacer and a Belkin. Two different naming conventions, the same, but two different pieces of hardware. That's interesting. So. Oh, I thought your cops are coming or something. Yeah, all right, turn the car off. Oh, light. All right, I'm going to stop the ethereal capture. This is taking a little while because we're recording audio here, which is always a beast, all these applications running. We're going to save this Stumbler file. Yeah, there's people everywhere. Yeah, all right. You be the eyes. We're going to save this packet capture. So we have that. All right, now we're going to close NetStumbler. We're going to try to see. We're going to put back on this Windows zero configuration bullshit again. Okay. Couple chicks in small skirts.
Oh.
One old lady and one, probably her daughter. Alright, so we started the capture again. I'm connected up to a single network. Perhaps not. Yes. Okay. So. Just tell me if I gotta drop the screen. Alright. We're gonna start command prompt. You're churning away because, yeah, it is. Alright, so we're back again. This is clip number 3, War Driving. We just, we're in the center of the town there where we left off. I picked up an IP address. I was trying to do scan a network. I totally fucking noobed out on Nmap. So, we got a couple cops coming around. A lot of people looking at us. A guy and girl came right up next to the car and got into the car parked in front of us. So, we split, pulled up to a house. I just got another SSID. It's called default. How funny is that? Default SSID name, default. Here's one. Wow. Get out of here. We just got one. So get out of here.
Nice.
Get out of here, huh?
Has it just been my luck tonight? I'm going to have assholes riding my fucking ass the whole goddamn time.
You could just, dude, just pull over in some place and let the guy go by.
Dude,
yeah, that's a good idea. So, what I did is, I was just, like, flipping out about Nmap, and I was getting, like, all on the chip and stuff, so it wasn't helping. So what we did is we pulled away. We stopped in front of a house, and I hopped online and downloaded a documentation. Was looking at other documentation I have. I try, when I do this type of thing, to bring documentation with me because I never remember commands, especially, you know, going a while in between using Nmap and stuff like that, and it's just actually been a long time since I did this shit, so you know, just forget that type of stuff and So I'm a fucking noob. What can you do? You know?
Dude, this dude's gonna pass me.
Yeah, he could. You know, there's a half dotted line. So, yeah, so we pulled up to this house, hopped on their network, and got online, did a little,
downloaded some
shiznit, and pulled away. So I'd like to thank Linksys for use of their network, because that was SS's ID on that one. It's like, oh, hey, Linksys, that's wide open. Give me the IP address. Okay, I'm online. Thank you very much.
Nice. Yeah, definitely. Thanks for the freebie there, man. Like, we had to save face there a little bit after the Nmap meltdown.
So at this point, I think that we're approaching about 500 access points so far. Where are we going?
Jimmy's Hot Dogs.
Fantastic. We passed by a hospital a little while ago.
Yeah, we're actually going back to that hospital.
The hospital didn't turn out to be much so far, but maybe getting a little bit closer to it, we can see if there's anything there. It's a very small hospital. It's not one of the larger ones in this area. Definitely won't be attempting any dumpster diving or anything like that at the hospital.
No, because we don't want security guards to, like, jack us up and fucking spray us down with pepper salt and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you have much experience with that?
No, I don't, actually.
Okay.
I chose the worst spot in the world, fucking...
This is effectively, right now, we're in the middle of an Austin Powers K-turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay, though. It's okay. So, back up. Actually, probably should have done that before and dimmed down the laptop LCD so it wasn't like a fucking flashlight in here. Now my eyes can adjust to the road and back and forth a little bit easier. So... And Malice Factor just got the Austin Powers joke.
No, it's like Austin Powers is a 10-year-old movie, man. What made you think of that?
First of all, I do enjoy the Austin Powers movies. Secondly, I just happened to watch the first one last week or something like that. It was on TV or something.
Has it aged well?
Yeah, I mean, sharks with motherfucking laser beams. So, I actually enjoyed the second one a lot better, but all the Scott stuff, I mean, that dude is just funny. He just played that fucking shit perfect.
I guess, man, I don't remember the Austin Power movies that much.
Not really a big fan of Mike Myers. I kind of thought Austin Powers himself was probably the worst part of the Austin Power movies.
Yeah, I think that's the point.
I mean, yeah, you know. I mean, Dr. Evil's fucking Dr. Evil, and, you know. I always like that part where number two comes in. It's like, why are we, you know, doing this? It's like, we own legitimate, like, multi-billion-dollar corporations. Why are we trying to rule the world, you know? It's just funny.
Yeah, it is. That's really funny.
It's probably not funny when I talk about it. But when Scott's like, why are you going to, like, put them in there and try and dunk them into a tank of sea bass, killer mutant sea bass, all slow and stuff, behind closed doors? He's like, I've got a gun. I'll just go to my room, get my gun, and I'll just shoot them, you know? And Dr. Evil's like, no, you can't do it that way. Fucking funny stuff. So...
That guy that does the 45-minute-long Star Wars saga, you could do that, except for Austin Powers trilogy.
What are you talking about, 45-minute Star Wars? What's going on with that?
Dude, you haven't heard about that fucking dude that goes around doing Star Wars trilogy, like on stage, like one-man performance? Star Wars trilogy.
I haven't heard about that. Like mime style or something? Like solo performance?
Sort of mime style. The dude like was obsessed with Star Wars, so he just fucking watched the shows over and over again. And so he was able to boil down the three original Star Wars movies into a 45-minute one-man performance. So he goes on, you know, goes touring around the country putting on this show. It's a one-man Star Wars show, 45 minutes.
I mean, as much as I'm a Star Wars fan, I wouldn't go see that. It's probably pretty gay.
I've seen, like, clips, like commercials. I mean, it seemed pretty good, but I could pwn them in my Boba Fett helmet.
Your Boba Fett helmet is pretty sweet. Let's see here. Four access points. Oh, I got to go back down the list. Yeah, I think we're clear over like 500 so far. We're back to the hospital area. Perhaps you want to do a lap around?
Yeah.
We're going to do a lap around the hospital. We're in the parking lot now. It's standard brick buildings, couple, central air units outside. Usual directing signs saying, if you're dying, please go here. Long-term parking this way. Go straight. Let's see. This is a good spot. We got one. Nope. Yes. Where? Picking up one access point. It's titled HP Setup, Channel 10. Vendors reported back is Intel. It's a fairly weak signal. I don't think it's coming from the hospital.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good summation.
Yeah. So, I think this hospital is a bust. Like I said, this is a very small hospital around here. It's also fairly old and, you know, dilapidated, and, you know, it's pretty much we come to, you know, unintentionally get your arm chopped off when you just have the sniffles or something. Have you ever been here before?
I have been down here before, as a matter of fact, and this hospital, I can tell you because I know I have connects like that. This hospital is, as Mr. White described, a fucking murder house. It has a professional reputation as such.
Yeah, I came down here once for an emergency my girlfriend had, and it's the only time I've ever been in here. And the treatment wasn't really that good, I'd have to say. But you know, she was wigging out and decided she wanted to come to this hospital for some fucking reason. You know, she's the one all, like, you know, crazied up, and she's still got to make the decisions. But, yeah, I mean, we're in here for like 6.5 days straight, I think, for like a 1-hour deal. Just took him that long.
Yeah, I remember that particular episode, you know, Mr. White's girlfriend that, you know, medical reason, obviously she had to go down to this hospital, and, you know, it sucked for Mr. White and his girlfriend. I felt bad for him, you know.
Yeah, it was just a tick. That's all it was. Just a tick, and then it come in, like, we gotta take, you know, a CAT scan. It's like, why do you need a CAT scan? It's just a tick. Takes a tick out. They're like, oh, we don't take ticks out, we take CAT scans. You know? Okay. And then, you know, for some reason a mammogram was needed and other weird stuff. So it was an awkwardness. Quiznos again. So, couple of interesting ones. I don't know what they're coming from, though. The Century 21, I think that's Century 21, C21 Access America.
Oh.
I think that's a law office we just picked up. Maybe because the SSID says fucking law office. Real smart assholes. Oh, default. We got a default again. Hey, Sean. Sean has his own network. Nothing from the fire station. So do you think this will be compelling radio or what?
Yeah, I do. I mean, people are going to hear some shit that I think they're seeing a different side of F-Bill, a more serious side of F-Bill. Why do I feel like I'm being interviewed?
Because I'm holding a microphone in your face?
Yeah. And you're asking me these questions, these weird questions, like, is this compelling radio? I guess. Right? Driving around, dudes might be interested in this. This is a sort of exploration, as you mentioned before. I would listen to this. I would enjoy it. Yeah, I would.
You know what I like to say is, too bad that coffee place is closed, because I could probably go for coffee now. Although, oh, what is Newport Bay? Prudential, I got a couple of things. Why don't we go up past the high school that's over here? It's a good idea. If anyone's actually taking the time to listen to this, particularly Low Tech Mystic, if he's listening, he should send me an email saying that he heard me tell him to send me an email. Because Low Tech Mystic's a pimp. So.
I would go on record and say Low Tech Mystic probably has, like, the sweetest, like, handle I've ever heard of so far. And, you know, Ninja Night School is just sweet. Good job, man. Seriously, props.
Yeah, he's sending me a t-shirt. Yeah, and so I sent him an email saying that we'd send him an F-Bill t-shirt. So once they get on the way, actually, you know, the F-Bill t-shirts will be sent out. But we'll talk about that all next episode. I wonder when people are actually going to listen to this. Like, when are we going to post this up?
I don't know, man. Oh, did I just miss the fucking high school?
Shaggy has a network. That's fantastic. A lot of Linksys is in this area. Nothing that looks like it's coming specifically from the high school. Yeah, you take a right here at the stop sign. You're going to learn how to drive one of these days? Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah. I actually don't have a license.
Well, that's partly because you're a Jehovah's Witness.
I'm not a Jehovah. I can't stay with the gimmick. I'm sorry, man.
Not even for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I couldn't roll with you on that one. Yeah.
There are speed bumps here. You probably should concentrate. Great concentration is required. Oh, look it. There's part of that missing. If you just go through right here. Now that's fucking hacking at its best. Getting right past that speed bump. Undetected. No one detected us.
There are a lot of cars here.
This is a good point. Perhaps it's, late cheerleader tryouts with the gym teacher or something.
That's disgusting. Maybe we're setting up for a computer show.
Oh, they do have those computer shows here, where there's lots of foreign people selling, foreign-made stuff for foreign prices.
Right.
Right. So, now, you know what that is? That's probably all janitorial staff. I mean, this is a pretty big high school. It's actually bigger than the hospital we were just passing, which doesn't really make too much sense. But
did we pick up anything worthwhile there? Did we pick up anything worthwhile?
We got nothing. Nothing from the high school.
dumpster diving there probably wouldn't be worth it either. Is there a possibility of going to a phone company establishment?
There is a possibility, yes.
Would you like to do that?
Yeah, let's make it so.
How much drive time are we looking at?
30 minutes.
Okay, about 30 minutes of drive time. So I think we're going to stop recording right now and pick it up either before we get there, while we're there, after we're there, depending on the circumstances, security situation, stuff like that. So, all right. So we're back recording again. We're currently trying to find the facilities. We're heading to the headquarters of a very, very large telecom corporation. It's the headquarters for this state. It's a multi-state thing, as you can imagine at this point. Considering, you know, right now, after all these recent mergers, there's only, what, AT&T, I think Bell South, Quest, and Verizon left?
Yeah, that's pretty much all there is left.
And it's not Bell South and it's not Quest, so it's one of the other ones. But it's a large facility, so what we're going to do is we know for sure through a little insider information that at the current time we're at now, there's two guards posted on. The whole place is camered up to fucking hell. So what we're going to do is just a quick recon. We're going to do a drive right around the parking lot. We're going to get in, get out with the fucking listeners listening and just see if we pick up a network and what the situation is, if it's encrypted, if it's not. I mean, I highly doubt that if we do get a network that it's going to be unencrypted. I mean, for, you know, a large telecom corporation to have an unencrypted network would be just fucking silly. You know what I mean? It's like somebody should just pull down their pants and spank them at that point.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I don't know if we're heading in the right direction, you think? Yeah. So it's been a long time since we've been out this way. We're currently in the midst of hour number three driving around here. I was never fond of this area of the state that we're in. It's just a confusing, you know.
Confusing shithole.
Confusing shithole, yeah. It's kind of a lot of stuff slapped together, so. Also, probably mentioned tonight, I brought a little mag light out with me, a little flashlight deal. Multiple cell phones. What else bring? There's a cop in front of us. Hello, Popo. So, yeah, I doubt that we're going to really pick up anything from this telecom run. But there are two guards posted on and cameras everywhere. So we'll see if we can get anything back. Perhaps spot some dumpsters.
There won't be any dumpsters.
Apparently there isn't any dumpsters. They're all, what, inside the building?
Inside the building, but they've got InfraShred, to avoid a head-on collision there. They've got the shredder company that comes and takes sensitive information out. From what I understand, you wouldn't find anything of use. Well, that's fucked down there, huh?
It's about three cow cars with lights on. Oh, a tow truck. Lots of good shit going on. Yeah, so like every good company should, they shred everything and ultimately send them someplace to get burned and everything. Dumpsters are inside. You know, so all things companies should do, but of course we all know it's farthest from the truth most of the time. This is a sign for a courthouse, perhaps. Maybe the courthouse has something. I don't know. This town might not spend enough money to. I would say you could turn on red here. I mean, there's enough cops down the street that they're, I think they're pretty much occupied for a little while. So,
this is the road we had to be,
All right, so we're on the road. Let's see. I've been picking up some stuff on the network Stumbler here. Not too much. I'd say at this point we're probably at about 650 total networks. I don't know the percentage of unencrypted to encrypted. This time there seems to be more encrypted than unencrypted, which is different than the last runs we made. I would say the last time we went was probably like a little bit over a year ago, wouldn't you?
A little bit over a year, yeah. What, March, I think?
Yeah, so a little bit over a year ago. At least it seems more people are, encrypting their networks. I think we've made a big loop. That's the same shithole bar we passed 10 minutes ago. So. All right, we're gonna ride this out for a little bit. I'm gonna pause the recording until we get someplace further. Stand by.
All right, this is the fifth segment of War Driving with the FBIL Radio Crew. We're sitting in the parking lot of a major hotel right now, in a corporate park, and we have detected that there are a lot of opportunities awaiting us here, unsecured access points and whatnot, so Mr. White is working the command prompt, and is going to see what we can see. Should we talk about the telecom?
Yeah,
telecom. Yeah, we did get to the telecom place and drove around in there. As we predicted, we didn't pick up anything. But guarantee you that we did spook the graveyard shift there. So, they can thank us for giving them a little bit of excitement, something to talk about while they're ordering pizza and Chinese. Fucking assholes. Getting paid like $45 an hour for that. Anyway. Anything interesting coming up over there?
Doing a scan of the gateway.
Scanning the gateway, huh? Alright, so we're running the IP scan. Find hosts on the network. So, Mr. White says. That's interesting.
Got a couple of people live on the network using Angry IP scanner. Just really, really fucking quick and dirty here. Couple people. Nmap is still running in the background. It's running silent, which everyone knows takes a while. So we're just going to sit here and wait. Yeah, the telecom thing was a little disappointing. It was still cool to see the place. Alright, here's what we got on the gateway. We've got a port 53, port 80, 443, 1080, 3128, and 8080. Okay, so let's start with when I bring up my browser, I get an IPnet access page. That asks me to agree to terms of service and stuff to access the internet. So apparently it's bringing up the internet now. Let's go to / that. See if this works. Alright, so I am in fact online. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a straight browser HTTP request back to the gateway, since that port is open on it, and see if we come up with anything. Internal server error. Let me double check that IP. Yeah, that's okay. So let's do a 443 was open, so we're going to do a HTTPS request. That same IP address. I get a domain name mismatch. A security certificate presented belongs to IP3 networks. It's possible, though unlikely, that someone's trying to intercept your communication with your site. Okay. So the secure HTTP secure connection does bring up a username and login. Who knows what this will also be. But for ha-has, I guess... Admin. No, that's denied.
Oh, password.
I don't, admin it. Straight Tor for the username. We'll go with password for the password. Just a couple of default things here. I don't want to push. Push our luck. There's a squid connection open, and a HTTP proxy at 8080, which is worth noting. Alright, so now what I'm going to do is do another scan, except of one of the other nodes that pinged back. We'll see what we get on them. Another silent scan. It says host seems down, so I'm going to try a /0. And no. Okay, so we're going to try another... IP address that pinged it back. That's 129. And that's running. Again, in silent mode. Mouse factor is looking around. Are we all clear?
We're all clear.
Okay.
Suspects.
Everyone should Oh, man. Yeah. I don't know, because we're sitting in a quiet car. I mean, it is like 1 in the morning now. We are on, what, this is the midst of the fourth hour?
Fourth hour of war driving with F-Bill.
I don't know if they can hear that.
This is the fourth hour of war driving with F-Bill. That should be the name of this segment, by the way, Mr. White. We're driving with F. Bill.
Okay.
Yeah. It feels kind of empty without Big City here doing the sound effects, you know?
Yeah, it's not like he would be able to do sound effects like this anyway. So that scan came back with port 445 open, and only that open, which is quite interesting. So we're going to try. I got to ask me that now. It's too late. At this point, I could barely remember what port 80 is for. So we're going to try one more IP address before we go home and go nighty-night. Let's see what we come back with. But this this hotel, it is a Sheraton. About six or seven different access points going. Ah, okay. So that one had a few ports, 22 and 23, which is SSH and Telnet, and a port 80 and 443. Yeah, well, it gives you back the MAC address, SMC Networks MAC address. So let's go ahead and, well, there's the binrip forms. Let's
go ahead and post on that for forms.
Try to. Let me see what that IP address was again. Alright, so we're gonna just try and connect straight up. Nothing big here. We're not going crazy, and that's intentional. So, you know, after you guys flame us in the forums for being a bunch of pussy noobs, I mean, we're not out to, you know, ponzoor some fucking guy with his XP laptop. Alright, so we got a prompt for username and password for web management. Alright, so this is going to be interesting. So, I'm going to open up another Firefox thing. Now, I'm going to, on Sheridan's network here, going to Google for, see if I can, come up with anything that might give us that web management prompt, since I don't know what it is off the top of my head. Let's see. Alright, I'm getting something for a Nortel web management thing. It says it'll also have SSH and Telnet, which is interesting. So, I mean, this could be some kind of Nortel setup here. We're not going to go into trying to get in. I don't know any Nortel passwords off the top of my head, but considering that Nmap came with 22.23, which is SSH and Telnet, which, you know, is used for getting into routers and other such things, and it came back with a port 80 and a 443. So, I mean, that would tell me that it's probably some kind of network device. I mean, most people don't have SSH running on, you know, their laptop PC and a Sheridan. So that's probably going to be a network device, and it gives us, you know, a username prompt and stuff. Kind of like if you're logging into your router at home, the same type of, you know, regular old prompt. And, yeah. So I think that'll do it for tonight. What do you think, Malice Factor?
I think that's a success, don't you?
I mean, there is no success or failures. So it's just all in good fun. So, should we post on the FBIL forums?
Yeah, why not?
All right, so everyone who listens to this, I'm going to post in the forums under my account, and it's going to, you know, it's going to say, War Driving with FBIL, post from the Sheraton Network. So, yeah, I don't know. You guys send this email, let us know what you think about this, just random puking into a microphone at 50 miles an hour, with a laptop, I guess is what you can call it. So, I don't know.
Word.
All right. Take it easy. FBIL. Till later.
What's the outro music? No, wait a minute. We didn't even go over any shout-outs. It was very unusual for us. Post in the forum, biatch.